Ooh Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to another edition of Ooh Radio, Mother's Day edition. That's right, man. Releasing this out to all the moms out there, dude. You know, I was debating right before I did this episode. I was like, man, should I do a funny one? Should I do a laid-back one? I know I've done quite a few for the RGV, and a great big shout-out to everybody out there in the RGV, man, making and pulling music left and right, bro. Doing a great, awesome job. And now when I come back for the next Ooh Radio, I will release more of your favorites of the RGV's talent, man. So much stuff going on in the RGV right now as we speak. But let's take time out today, man, and give a thanks to all those beautiful moms out there, man. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my wife, being a great mother to my kid. And shout out to the motherland. Don't forget the swagger, man, and the grandmothers and the aunts, and even those men that won't have women in their life, and they have to be playing Mr. Moms also. Shout out to them too, man. Shout out to them. Don't give me the crickets here. I don't need those crickets there, man. You know, they did a little bit of love also, man. They did the hard work also. But I mean, I want, like, growing up in this household with my mom, my brother, and my sister, man, we were a handful, you know. And I know mom probably be listening to this on Monday, on Sunday morning, for the original podcast, which usually comes out on Monday, but this is going to be released on Sunday. But, or if you listen to it on a Monday, you know, make sure you give your mom a hug and a kiss, man, and tell her happy belated Mother's Day, which I hope you don't forget, you know. And if you did, shame on you bad child. But I know my mom had a great little trouble with me, but I think she enjoyed it. I think she really enjoyed it through the years with all the problems I got into. But I wasn't really that big of a troublemaker. But I mean, it's like some moms say, you know, if it's not easy being a mother, but if it were easy, fathers would do it too. But but it's the truth, man. It's it's a big responsibility being a mom, dude. Nevertheless, dude, if you are a mom and you are listening, man, big shout out to you, man. You put up with all our crap going through years. And if I learned anything, there are no rules in the household. Unless you're a regular mom, then I'm cool. So you know, those are the only rules you need to abide by. Go for the dads also, man. Hey, if the woman says do this, do that on that specific day or any other day, but especially on Sunday today. Any given day, this Sunday, you stay in line, man. You stay in line, and hopefully, you know, she doesn't kick you out of the house and probably eat the dog food outside with the dog. And trust me, the dog doesn't want to be messed around with when food's already out there ready just for them. So, but let's go ahead and jump into this a little top 10 list for mom, which I put together. I hope mom enjoys this. Moms across the state of Texas, across the valley, across Texas, the U.S., all over the place, wherever y'all listen to, we hope you enjoy this wonderful list. This one's for you, mom. Every bit of these songs are just for you to get you moving, have a great day, sit down, relax, and enjoy yourself, man. This is your day. Every day is your day, but this day is a special day because, I mean, we try to get you out of the kitchen or from any else things you do. More than likely, at the end of the day, if we are doing a party, you probably end up doing the cooking because Lord knows Dad ain't going to do it. So let's get her started with a little bit of a Marvin Gaye, man. Let's get this bad boy. Oi no más. There we go. Ain't no mountain high. Let's go, baby.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high. Ain't no valley low. Ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are. No matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Cause, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
When you want me, some way, somehow.
that for you right there, bro. A little bit like that right there for a little bit Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. That's what I'm talking about, bro. But, yeah, dude, moms all over the place, bro. God bless you for everything you do. You know, on Mother's Day, I mean, there's that to someone who did a great job raising their children and their husband deserves a day like this, you know. It's the truth, man. It's the truth. The moms do a lot of great stuff for us, man, no matter what. I mean, it's funny, you know, we've talked about through the podcast with you and I, we've talked about, you know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, Valentine's, Christmas, and Mother's Day is like the number one holiday celebrated. You know, it's mom, then it's Christmas, it's baby Jesus. It's what's crazy. Hey, you know, I take it, man. Moms are great. Moms are great, man. You cannot go wrong with them. Mom that likes to mess with you. My mom used to mess with us a lot when we were growing up. She would try to scare us until this one fateful night I scared the crap out of her. So scaring each other just pretty much stopped after that. But Nichols, I know I could tell you something right now. I mean, I could tell this to my wife, my beautiful wife. He goes, you know, I really want our son to have all the things, you know, I couldn't afford, but I want him to understand that the best thing, the most valuable thing in his life is his mother. You know, no matter what, I mean, she is number one, and she will always be number one. And I don't mind playing second place to that, man. Yeah, I know, I really don't, because I mean, like I said, being a mom, it takes a lot of time and a lot of sacrifices, man. And being a mom itself is great, because when you become a mom, literally a mom, even though it's a child that was born and raised through her, or even if she takes in a stepchild or an adopted child, I mean, being a mom is tough, man. Being a mom is tough, and it's a tough job. But when it all gets done, at the end of the day, it's signed, sealed, and delivered, baby. You know, just like Stevie Wonder says, which is the next song we have on our list, bro. So, I mean, let's play a little bit of Stevie Wonder. And go, Stevie Wonder. You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I don't think Stevie Wonder's blind. I don't think he's blind at all. I think it's a joke. Because if you go and look up a certain video, YouTube video, where they're on stage singing, all these great performers are singing on stage, and I'm not sure who runs across the stage. I think it's Paul McCartney running across the stage, and he knocks over a microphone, and Stevie catches it. Now, you tell me, is that? I don't know about that. I don't know about Stevie. Stevie been tricking us for so many years, man. I don't know about that. But this was coming up as signed, sealed, delivered by Stevie Wonder. No, my hell yeah. Mama, you know how to sign, seal, deliver everything. Oh, yeah, especially baby. My great lunches for football at school.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went. Ah!
Hell yeah. Stevie knew what he was talking about, man. Stevie knew exactly what he was talking about. Hell yeah. Sound seed delivered. I'm yours. Hell yeah, man. I want a big shout out to Anora's Construction LLC for being a sponsor for the Chewy New Podcast, man. I appreciate you, everything you guys do for us, supporting the podcast every month. If you're looking for a renovation for a commercial or residential home, give these guys a call. They're a great group of guys. Great, awesome craftsmanship that they do in their homes and everything they do, man. Look up their information on our Facebook page. Just go or look for them on TikTok, on their Instagram or Facebook, Anora's Construction LLC. Give it up to them, man. They're a great group of guys. But this next song, this goes out to the wives. This is a short little thing I have here for you that I want to, you know, from to my wife, my dad telling this to my mom, and so on and so forth. To all the men out there, here's a little something you want to tell your significant others. Is I want to thank you for all that you have done, the times that you were by my side. Your good judgment, your honesty, and I also want to thank you for the simple things in life, the laughter, the quiet times together, your friend, your husband, your forever. Happy Mother's Day. Something from the dads to the moms, or the grandfathers to the grandmothers, you know. But this song right here, gentlemen, if you have your wife or your significant other, or your baby mama in front of you, whichever, how deep this goes, you want to go ahead and get her by the hand, get right in the middle of the living room, or outside, or wherever you're at, you know, hold them tight, and I want you to dance this song for them, man. And you know the words. We all know the words of this song. You get together, hold her tight, and sing this sweet song to her, right into her ear. You ready? Oh, yeah. Come on now. A little bit of temptation. My girl, let's go.
I got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
That's what I'm talking about right there, man.
Woo!
Ooh, take it back to the old school right there. The old school mamas, that's what I'm talking about right there, man. That's some good old-fashioned music that I love that also, man. But I want to say, first of all, big shout-out to Buzz Bull Creamery, another great sponsor of the Tune Your Podcast. Dude, man, treat your mom to infused ice cream, a little bit of liquor. And I hear that bourbon ice cream, man, is a real good ice cream. You want to head out there, get her something, bring it back, and let your mom relax, you know, and then have her tell her stories when she was young, because those are the best stories to listen to. You learn a lot about your mom when she's a little bit with the funny drink on her hand, man. So maybe you don't want to hear the funny jokes or the funny stories that your mom has, because sometimes you can get a little hand, you know what I'm saying? But big shout out to all the moms, man. This episode is especially for you guys. Like I said, I put these songs together on my choice, just to, you know, get your body moving a little bit, move around, man, because I already sit back and relax, put the headphones on, just close your eyes and let me help you drift away and enjoy yourself. Let's stay back in the early, I believe this was in the early, don't quote me on this, I'm probably gonna get a lot of moms mad at me right now, probably like maybe in the 60s, I would say the 60s, maybe the 50s, I'm not sure, during the Supremes era. And after that, I'm gonna bump you up to the 70s, man, with a little bit of Earth, Wind and Fire, with a little bit of a Boogie Wonderland. So hang in there. Let's enjoy some more music here. So let's get her stopped right here. So remember, two for two right now. Here we go. Let's get a little bit of a Supremes going on there. And no, I'm not talking about Taco Bell Supreme. I'm talking about the good old Supremes. Here we go.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine.
We'll be right back.
of Boogie Woogie Land. Damn, mom over there cutting the rug over there, probably with dad. Hopefully dad's out there, man, cutting the rug there. But it's crazy, man. It's crazy that Mother's Day comes only once a year, unfortunately, right? But it should be every day, you know. It's a very hectic time for them. I know us guys, we go through every day. Well, I work, you know, shoulder. Well, she does too, man. I mean, it doesn't matter where she doesn't have a job, but her job is constantly taking care of those kids and holding the household, and something you should pitch in also, man. You know, if I've learned anything, not only growing up with my mom, but being married also, man, you gotta pull your own, man. You can't expect everything for her to do everything, man. You gotta put your whole two cents in there too, man, because she can't do it on her own. You gotta step up or step out. When you're in her way, you gotta get out of the way, man, or do what you can to help out with the kids, man. Do something, you know. I know you're tired. You come home from work, you're exhausted. And Lord knows, I know when I come back from work, I'm exhausted like hell also. But, you know, I got to be there for her also, man. And, you know, likewise, I mean, it's a 50-50 road, bro. It's a 50-50 road. And you gotta watch out for each other. You got to look out for each other and, you know, and keep each other healthy. Not only for your sake, for her sake, and for the kids' sake, man, because... You know, we all want our moms to be around forever, bro. It's the truth, you know. We always want to be around forever, you know, because once Father Time catches up, and I hate to bring this, you know, we're gonna miss them like hell. I'm not trying to bring the mood down, and I hope I'm not, but I'm just telling you, enjoy every minute with your mom, you know, or with any significant other, even with your dad or your grandma or your grandpa or your aunts and your uncles. Enjoy every minute, bro, because, I mean, these are the people that, you know, that raised you since you were a kid, man. They've affected you in some sort of way in your life that you can't erase it, you know. You can't erase it. It's always going to be there for the rest. It's imprinted into your mind until the day you die. You know, but, I went kind of dark there, man. A little dark. Damn, that's pretty damn dark there. Ooh, I go, well, I mean, that's just the way it is. You know, and I have one here, like a saying that Prince Harry said. He goes, and of course, as a son, I would like to say that she was the best mom in the world. She was, she smothered us. She loved us. And that's for sure. And we will never forget her, you know, and stuff like that, man. You know, in these next two songs, I don't know how I can run to the segue in these next two songs, but I'll tell you this much. It's by the same two same people. It's the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson, bro. Two great songs to get you on there. You know, enjoy the little things in life with your parents, man, especially with mom. Enjoy everything you can, because, I mean, you only get one mom, and that's it, man. So enjoy every bit of this one. Goes out to your mom. I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. And then after that, a little bit of Michael Jackson on top of that, all grown up. Holy crap. Get on the floor, baby. Start getting that one line from side to side. Move those hips. Get grandma in there also, man. She's still around. Get her on there. Dance that line with her. Let's go. A little bit of J5. Let's go. That one goes out to Mom. Don't stop until you get enough. Hello, what's going on with that one, man? That's what I'm talking about, guys. Big shout out to all the moms. Dude, Mommy the best. You're the best. You're the best. You can't go wrong with a mom that loves you and cares about you every day. But, I mean, every Mother's Day is special, man. You know, and guys, those of you siblings, try not to compete with each other, man. Give your mom the better gift, you know. And even though, mom, you really do know which is the better gift. You just want to hurt the other kid's feelings. Hey, we understand, you know. We understand. I know. I get the better gift, mom. Don't worry about it. You know. No, man. I mean, moms tries to love their children as best as possible. You know, unforgettable love for each and every one of us, even the ones kind of screw up all the time. And you know who you are. You go, hey, that's not me. If you have to say that, that's you. You know, if you're the one that says, "Well, I never screw up," yeah, you're the main one. But other than that, guys. We got these next two more songs, then we got one song for the very end, which I specifically picked. You know, it's just because it doesn't even fit the purpose, but I love the song. It's a great song. But the next two songs here, first one's gonna be done by Prince. We're gonna let Mom feel special right now with a little bit of Princess's Kiss. And then after that, the diva herself is going to give a message to all the moms. You're simply the best, because you are, mom. You simply are the best. Every mom out there is just simply the best, no matter what. So this song goes out to you guys. Next to you, hang on, we're almost out. But a little bit of Prince, a little bit of Tina Turner. Here we go. Oh, holy shit, did I hit that? God damn. Little bit of Kiss for you if I'm Prince. Take it, Prince. Oh. We'll be right back. Yes, your mom, you are simply the best. You know why? Because Tina said so. Tina knows what she's talking about. Tina knows what she's saying. She's talking about, man. But big shout out. Big shout out to the Rabbit Hole. God, man. One of these sponsors, man. They have been with us from day one. Jesus Christ, man. I just don't know. I don't know how else to show gratitude that for them to be who they are, man. Because, I mean, it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have this show. We wouldn't have any of this show going anywhere, man. Because, I mean, without their support, we'd be nobody. I mean, and all the sponsors that we've had through the years, thank you so much, bro. Thank you so much. Without you guys, words can't express enough for supporting our podcast as much as you did. And if you ever have a chance, look for them on our Facebook page, or look for them on their Facebook page, Instagram, and also on TikTok. Check out their stuff, man. They have great stuff out there. I believe they got one more month to go, the whole month of May. They have everything from adult beverages, adult novelties, tattoo machines, and a lot of great other stuff. You want to go check them out, man. It's a great, great, great area to go check it out. Let them know Chewy News sent you. Big shout out to the Rabbit Hole again, man. Thank you so much. Like I said, words cannot express how much we thank you for doing what you do for the podcast. Guys, we got one more song for you. But before anything, just let me shut this off real quick. Hold on, I'll give you 1 second. I want to read this letter to you that was boggling through my mind about a couple days ago. You know, this one goes out to all the moms. This is from every child out there that has a mother, man. I hope you feel the same way I do what I'm about to read. And I'm going to try to do the best I can. If I don't correct, my voice cracks. And this will lead into the last song of the night, or to the morning, or whenever you're listening to this. Being a Latino myself, I mean, this song says it all for Mother's Day and everything. You know, it's one of the infamous songs. I mean, you'll know when I play it in a minute. Matter of fact, you know what? I should play this song first. I think I have the right one. I'm not really sure. Let me just make sure real quick. I think this is the one. Let's roll with it, and let's see what we get out of this. Ready? To all the beautiful moms out there, you know, single moms, single dads that have to play mom, or widows that are playing mom right now as we speak, this one goes out to you. Here we go. Let's see what we got here. Hoy no más. Las mañanitas for the madres of todo el valle, all over the world.
En la fresca y perfumada mañanita de tu santo,
yes,
recibe mi bien amada la dulzura de
Infante.
Mi canto.
Here we go.
Encontrarás en tu reja un fresco ramo de flores que mi corazón te deja, chinita de mis amores. Estas son las mañanitas que cantaba el rey David a las muchachas bonitas, se las cantamos aquí. Si el sereno de la esquina me quisiera hacer favor de apagar su linternita mientras que pasa mi amor. Despierta, mi bien, despierta, mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajarillos cantan, la luna ya se metió. Thank you.
Así, señor sereno, le agradezco su favor. Encienda su linternita, que ya ha pasado mi amor. Amapolita dorada de los llanos de Tepic, si no estás enamorada, enamórate de mí. Despierta, mi bien, despierta, mira que ya amaneció. Ya los pajarillos cantan, la luna ya se metió.
Yo, Pedro Infante with Las Mañanitas. That's a different version of Las Mañanitas, man. There's so many different ones, man, but this is the one I really liked. I mean, you got the Vicente Fernandez version, you got so many others. But going back to this letter here, I'm going to read it the best I can. Hopefully my voice isn't crap when I read this. But if you have your moms listening or you want to share this letter with her, you can go ahead, man. This is just for her. It says, I couldn't sleep last night until I got up and wrote the words that were mumbling around in my mind. This letter is from my mother for Mother's Day today, actually. And I'd like to share this with you. I want to say thank you for always attempting to keep me happy, safe, protected, nourished. Thank you for your kindness, caring, and immeasurable patience. Thank you for looking out for me even when I didn't think I needed it, and for letting me fall when I had to learn by making my own mistakes. Thank you, Mom, for always being there, for waiting up and worrying for the lectures and the endless concerns. Thank you for laughing with me, even though I knew at times that you were also laughing at me. Thank you for the limitless hugs, kisses, vitamins, band-aids, and for the support I receive from you every single day. Thank you, Mom, for keeping me warm, for keeping me calm, and keeping me sane. Thank you for understanding that there were times that I could be mad at with you, but always forgiving me in the end. Thank you for sticking up for me, for encouraging me and believing in me, and for letting me know that you never expected more than the best I could do. Thank you, Mom, for teaching me to be honest, courteous, appreciative, and loving. Thank you for trying to teach me to be neat and tidy, even though it didn't work. Thank you for teaching me to try to see the best in people, to be diplomatic in the face of conflict, even when I had no choice but to fight. But to remember always to fight fair. Mom, I love you. And to my wife, I love her too. To my grandmothers that passed away, I love them. I miss them. There's not a day that goes by that I don't care for them and remember them. All I can say is thank you and happy Mother's Day. And I hope the rest of the day turns out great for you guys. Guys, that is the podcast for this week. I hope you enjoy. Be nice to your mom today. It's Mother's Day, for God's sake. Even though sometimes we can be little punks. But enjoy the rest of your day, Mom. May God bless you for many more. And like always, the way I sign out, laters!